If you've lived in the North Coast region for very long, you're probably aware you live in earthquake country. But have you ever wondered why this area is so seismically active? Turns out this area is a geological jumble of tectonic plate boundaries.
You guys are perfectly located at the Mendocino Triple Junction, where all three major plates, the North America plate, the Juan de Fuca plate, and the Pacific plate, meet. And they're all moving in different directions relative to one another. So mechanically, it's kind of a structural geologist nightmare of what exactly is going on. Plates are just fracturing and deforming in order to get out of each other's way. And so that accounts for the high seismicity.
That's Steve Angster from the United States Geological Survey. He added that the North Coast area is not just active, it's the most seismically active region in the continental U.S.
Yeah, so there's basically three types of hazards that you could experience in this region. And there's the upper plate hazards, which are the upper plate of the subduction zone. So these include the more, quote, unquote, shallow crustal faults. The faults in the Redding area, but these would include kind of more locally the Little Salmon and the Mad River fault zones, which kind of splay off, or they're on trend with the San Andreas fault system. And it's kind of the very tip of the San Andreas kind of splaying out, but they're more locally known as the Little Salmon and Mad River fault zones. So these faults go right through town and pose fairly high hazard to the area because of their close proximity. We're now trying to understand, you know, their full length and potential, but we do suspect they could host magnitude sevens on these more local faults.
And it has. In 1992, Petrolia, just 50 miles south of Eureka, was hit by a series of three large shocks, including one of magnitude 7.2. But the biggest threat lurks about 30 miles offshore.
There's, of course, hazard related to the subduction zone, which runs all the way from Cape Mendocino all the way up to Vancouver Island. And so that boundary is located about 30 miles off coast and has a potential of a magnitude 9, which would be a full rupture of the entire zone that runs the full length of that subduction zone. We know the last large rupture on the subduction zone was in 1700 and was probably around a magnitude 8 or 9.
A magnitude 8 or 9 rupture of the Cascadia subduction zone would cause severe shaking from Northern California to the Canadian border, but the real threat would come a few minutes after.
But the largest hazard really imposed from that is a tsunami, which we know from past events are far more destructive and can cause many deaths.
Angster added that there is a third threat from so-called deep plate interactions that add a final layer of complexity to the Cape Mendocino region.
I didn't mention the third hazard, which are the lower plate earthquake hazards. These are deeper earthquakes that could generate up to magnitude 7 earthquakes. They're deeper, so they'd be felt less. And, you know, it's combining all these factors that really raises a hazard in the region.
So being prepared for an earthquake, like having a go bag, knowing how to shut off your gas, and having family plans are certainly good ideas if you live in the North Coast region. For KHSU, I'm Dave Schlome.